Welcome to Market Scale AEC. I'm your host, Sean Heath, and today I have the privilege of having a conversation with the manager for reality capture in the building and construction division in the U.S. for Leica Geosystems, Claire Vanderswaal. Claire, how are you today?
I am excellent. How are you doing?
I am doing quite well. Thank you for asking. If you would do me a favor and just give me a brief history of Claire Vanderswaal and how you wound up at Leica.
Sure. Basically, I spent about 15 years with a civil survey firm back in the day, practicing CAD, practicing with project management and civil engineering. And pretty much one day I was approached and said, hey, we've got this Leica scanner. We need somebody to start working with it, to make some money with it. And we think you're the guy. So instead of working on rims and inverts and everything underground, I had the opening to go into collecting geometry above ground. So I thought that was pretty cool. So these days, I'm working with engineers and contractors and architects who wish to self-perform with laser scanning.
Can you tell me a little bit about Leica Geosystems? It's fascinating to me.
Yeah, absolutely. Leica Geosystems and Leica has been around for about 200 years, actually. Leica, I kind of look at it as a leader in terms of innovation. They've come a long ways with the geomatics area, all the way back to World War I, World War II, where they started with surveyors. And leading up to today, where they actually bought the first laser scanning product or company and moved that technology forward. So it's exciting now to be a part of a team, a reality capture team with so many different solutions that Leica Geosystems is bringing to the table.
You know, you had the opportunity, as you mentioned, of working in the field with Leica Systems and being able to come up out of the underground, so to speak. The concept that you just mentioned of reality capture, that's really at the heart of what Leica is trying to do with regard to the AEC industry, right? Reality is of the utmost importance, and being able to capture and use that information in its purest form, that's really what Leica is all about.
It truly is. It's collecting geometry from the field, and it's using it to not only to make money, of course, but we want to maximize efficiencies. We want to make sure people are smarter and making smarter decisions. And of course, utilizing the greatest and latest technology. Kind of going back to the original question about Leica, Leica is so well established and respected in the industry. When you hear that name, it just sparks interest in technology and wisdom and so many years of great performance and growth.
One of the things that impresses me about the way Leica approaches its corporate existence is Leica appears to be always trying to create something new. It's almost like you're trying to put yourself out of business because you're trying to create new products. And the weird thing is, it doesn't appear that Leica creates products to generate sales. You genuinely create tools and processes and technology with an eye towards, as you mentioned, helping customers succeed. It's not so much about selling the apparatus as it is the great things the apparatus can help the customer do. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, there's really a lot that can play into that. I think, I think of maximizing productivity, avoiding rework, change orders, stuff like that, all go into AEC, the AEC world and how they operate. Just the proactiveness of the engineering team and leadership, the way we listen to our customers, I think is very important. Being a customer myself, I always felt I had a word and going through workflows and talking about some of the issues and troubles that we had back in the day, there was always an ear. And I think that's what Leica is very good at. Turning that around now and creating state-of-the-art solutions and perhaps going up and above and beyond with those solutions is typically what it's all about. And in the last couple of years, we've certainly seen that with some of the offerings in reality capture, which I'm sure you're interested in.
I am. I want to lead into that by talking about your background just a moment, and that is you were one of the early adopters with regards to laser scanning. You were really on board, and that interested you from the beginning. What about that technology captured your imagination? Why was it so important to you to see that technology succeed?
Back then, it was so new, and just going out and showing it off was a big thrill. It's definitely got the cool factor, but on the other hand, it's got a purpose. And to share that purpose and that technology really opened eyes wherever we went. I remember one of the first laser scanners I ever worked with, it actually shot 3,000 points a second. And back then, to do a full 360 scan, it took an hour and a half to 2 hours to collect this information from one position. Nowadays, we're doing it rapidly at 2 million points a second, which is just insane to think about how quickly that technology has progressed.
So let's do a comparison. We talk about, as you mentioned, capturing 3,000 points a second. Bring me up to today, but you're actually living in the future. Bring me up to the RTC 360. Explain to me just what a quantum leap this is as far as a functional tool.
Sure. RTC 360, boy, when we saw this thing for the first time just a few weeks ago, it is a massive game changer. You know, going back to those first days and what we had to go through just to set up a scanner and level it and to get it going versus today, just popping in a couple of batteries, firing this thing up. It's a seriously powerful laser scanner in a compact design. A few points about the RTC, which really sets it alone in the industry, is it's easy to use. It self-levels itself. It's an instrument that you can learn in 10 minutes, and you're going to remember 2 weeks later, I think, which is huge. What we're seeing already with this type of device is pretty much anyone can use it, from project managers to VDC personnel, or even interns can go out to the field and capture reality. Another capability is the imagery itself with full HDR. We've never taken pictures in less than 5 to 10 minutes, and we're doing it with this scanner in 1 minute. Huge, huge increase in productivity. Another feature is it's smart. It literally tracks itself, its own movement when you're on the site. So the need for targets and spheres and even survey control, a lot of that's eliminated now with what we're calling the VIS system, which is the visual inertial system. Which is a real-time tracker. It registers itself on the fly, which we've done in the office in the past, which was a completely separate process that really is now being eliminated with that scanner in the field. And like I said earlier, it is ultra fast. It picks up data at 2 million points a second. So you're not going to miss too many details.
It sounds like the technology that Leica has put into this thing, you would have done sooner. You just didn't have the components necessary, the processors. You didn't have everything you needed in order to fulfill this vision. Is this something you guys have been thinking about for a while?
I believe it's been in the works for a while. It's certainly a cutting edge advancement that's never been seen. This is the first time it's come out. This particular scanner it's literally got five eyes. And every time you pick it up to move it, it's tracking your movement, and it understands where you are positionally to the previous scan. So in terms of workflows and the way we operate when we're doing our scans in the field, it really changes our whole workflow and our mindset now in terms of productivity and speed. And that really translates into the precision, the accuracy, and everything else that goes into the processing to deliverables at the end.
Now, this is an incredibly advanced technology, but you mentioned that it's not hard to learn and it's easy to deploy. So let's talk about it. I'm a contractor, and I'm really interested in getting into reality capture. I feel it'll help my business really grow and help me give better service to my customers. So how do you help me decide how I approach this process? Because this kind of technology, I would imagine, can be a little overwhelming.
Yeah, the first time you take a look at it, it certainly can be overwhelming. I think what I remember back in the days when I was a customer as well, and even now, working with folks, we really want to understand your needs, what you're looking to do with the technology, and how you want to get there. We want to look at the types of issues or problems you may be having, or even the projects or deliverables you want to achieve with a scanner. There's a few different factors that go into it, including ranges and accuracies, and certainly project size, you know, could be a big one as well. So I think what really sets Leica apart also is the opportunity to work with somebody who's skilled with the applications, with the hardware and software, but then to put a true package together, which is going to fit exact to your needs and where you want to take the technology moving forward.
It sounds like the word of mouth or the mentorship of someone who is already successfully using this and has already integrated, it sounds like that might be something that would be beneficial to maybe a contractor that's not as tech savvy as they would like to be. That seems like a pretty esoteric way to transfer knowledge throughout your customer base.
Yeah, it really is. You know, oftentimes if there's any questions like that come up, you know, I'll just ask the person to get online, to get into a forum and check with other professionals in the industry, those who are experienced. But I think the real edge for them to be able to lean on, you know, somebody who's perhaps been there and done it, whether it's, you know, somebody that does work for Leica or not, to be able to answer those questions quickly and effectively, and to be able to be proactive in their solutions and experiences.
So in that capacity, since you're always thinking about, oh, how could I fix this? And you're always, it's funny, it sounds like you're genuinely concerned about the success of every contractor's project, whether you know them or not. You just hope, oh man, I hope they're doing this, or I hope they're using a, you know, self-performing floor flatness or whatever, right? What trends have you seen as someone who has that contractor's mind? What trends have you seen within the last year or so in the industry that really sort of caught your attention as far as thinking, huh, this might change the industry a little bit?
Sure. I think there's a few different trends that we're seeing out there right now. First of all, I think comparing our QC against design models with scan data to make sure things are built correctly is an easy one, and one that's being done all the time. It's a validation piece within the process. And a lot of GCs have adopted that process, and they're very good at it. Second one is the one you just mentioned with floor flatness, floor levelness. There are now applications and software processes that kick out real-time dynamic floor flatness, floor levelness reports, along with sort of like a heat mapping of the pad itself. It's actually elevation mapping is what it is. So that's exciting to see real-time capture and to be able to make real-time decisions on site. Finally, the last one that comes to mind is the ability to coordinate around a point cloud. In years past, we used to spend a lot of time taking point clouds and BIMming them up, or in other words, we 3D modeled them, whether it was an AutoCAD application or a Revit application. I see a lot of folks now using the point cloud itself and not spending time to model, but they're using that to clash detect, to coordinate their BIM models and their processes for validation moving forward.
So even with all of these innovations, what do you think is the next challenge? What's still really difficult, a problem you have to figure out about reality capturing?
Boy, that's a good question. It's fun working with a lot of very smart people all around the country. They are constantly pushing the envelope and trying new things. And it's challenging not only for them, but for the rest of us to make sure they're equipped properly with the right workflows, but then also to listen to them and to help them be cutting edge, whether it's a simple process or putting together a few pieces. I think the software too is really starting to integrate or blend together. Years past when I started, I kind of felt we were sort of mavericks. We were gunslingers and mavericks. We had to figure out, how to get maybe a 3D model of a piece of iron or a pipe, and we used all kinds of different software platforms to do it. Nowadays, I think Leica is very well known for integrated workflows, where you don't have to go out and buy three other pieces of software to get one thing done. Certainly, there are some challenges there and innovation moving forward, but the integration piece from hardware to software and RTC now, I think, is a truly amazing fusion of where this technology is going, and it's exciting to see what the future holds.
You know, the ability to finally have reached a nice consistency in being able to combine data and comprehensive view where with it has easy access and you can put the knowledge in understandable terms. It seems like you've hit upon a way to take a toolkit that is easy to use, but it's incredibly powerful. And I think the result is that the RTC 360. So my final question today is, back through your career, is there one particular building or landmass or project that you were able to scan that really sort of just clicked with you?
That's another great question. I tell you, when you get into the business, like I had the good fortune of doing, the diversity in terms of the projects that you can get into and the industries is phenomenal. It takes you places that you would never guess you would go. Just a couple things come to mind. Might be like a battleship that was over in Philadelphia. Just to be a part of history and record some of that history, from the turrets underneath the top of the boat, all the way through the guns and the top part where they steer and all that good stuff. It's just phenomenal information, all the way to very old places in Europe, whether it's buildings and structure or even mapping underground. It seems like every day is a new adventure when you're in the laser scanning world, whether you work for a contractor or self-perform as a somebody that's in the service industry. It really doesn't matter. And then all the way it really even flows into forensics, where you're collecting crime scenes now and doing different types of analysis, whether it's bullet trajectory analysis or blood splatter analysis. Just so diverse. So to pinpoint one project or one place, it's tough to do, but I'll tell you what, you've got some good memories along the way.
Well, I really appreciate you taking the time. Today, I've had the pleasure of having a conversation with Claire Vanderswak. He's the Reality Capture Manager for the Building and Construction Division in the U.S. side of Leica Geosystems. Claire, thank you so much for taking the time today. This has really been fantastic.
It's been a pleasure, Sean.
Thank you for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you'd like to find out more or listen to previous episodes, go to marketscale.com/industries. And if you have a chance, subscribe to the Market Scale publications for the latest articles, videos, and podcasts from your favorite industries.